This episode is brought to you by Camp Sleep Scared. Enjoy listening to pure fear and horror stories this Halloween season, and fall asleep while I read to you beside a campfire. Just search Camp Sleep Scared on your favorite podcast app, or click the link below.
Welcome to My Sexy Stories. Enjoy your night or the start of your day, made spicy by our imaginative stories. Feast your eyes to the inspiration of this story, Nicole Aniston. Check her Instagram linked below and enjoy listening to My Sexy Stories.
The next story is posted by user Hey It's That One Guy 81 from r/erotica. The title of this post is Pizza Dare. Sit back and enjoy the story.
Part 1. Becca, Jenna looked at me with a raised eyebrow. Earth to Becca, she wrapped her gans around her mouth to make a mock megaphone. I was distracted by her. Oh, sorry. I just spaced out for a minute there, I said, trying to play it off. What did you ask again? She cast a glance my way that made me wonder if she knew what I was spacing out over. Do you want to order pizza? She asked for probably the third or fourth time. A few friends and I that really hadn't seen much of each other since graduating high school 2 years ago had a little pool party. Just a smaller gathering to get caught up with each other and hang out to beat the heat. We all filled out pretty well since high school. But Jenna. Oh my god, did she fill out. She had put on a little weight in all the right places and had curves for days. Add in the fact that she had on a skimpy, yellow bikini top that barely held in her tits and a bottom that was just a size too small that showed off her plump ass in all of its glory and perfectly traced the outline of her pussy. I get wet every time I think about it. Yeah, sure. I'd go for a slice, I said. Jenna pulled herself out of the pool, and I realized just how skimpy that the top of her bikini was. I swore I saw the darker outline of her nipples in it before. And when it was wet, well, it suctioned itself tight against her skin and then was sheer enough to see her nipples now. They were hard when she got out of the water, and the breeze hit them. And that bottom. Oh god, it showed her camel toe, even better now, stuck to and tracing every little line. It's a good thing this was a pool party. Easier to hit just how wet I was really getting by this point. I was trying not to stare, and failing. I was kind of hoping that she'd catch me looking. I'm pretty sure she had an idea of what I was looking at, though. I followed her in to make the call, partially so I could watch her wiggle her plump ass as she walked inside. She didn't even bother with a towel, or to pull the swimsuit out so it didn't look like a thong anymore. And I was perfectly fine with that. She hung up the phone after ordering, and said it'd be about 20 minutes before it was delivered. We stayed inside and waited, leaning over the counter to face each other and talk. My cleavage, while still very noticeable, was not as ample as hers, but I was trying my best to show as much of it off to her as I could. I have a fun idea, I said as I bit my bottom lip. Have you heard about the pizza dare that people are doing now? Jenna raised an eyebrow and smirked. God, I love it when she does that. Yeah, what about it, Beck? You gonna do it? No, not exactly. I'm daring you to do it, trying to hide the excitement in my voice. I flat out wanted to see her naked in all of her glory. Seriously? She asked, trying to sound shocked that anyone would even suggest it. But she has a bit of a wild streak, and I wanted to play to that. Tell you what, I said. You do it this time, and I'll do it the next time. Square deal, I asked while sticking my hand out to shake hers. Mamem, right, she said, but still shook my hand anyway as she held back a grin. We both knew it would be hilarious, at the very least. Just imagining the look on the delivery driver's face, knowing that we're giving him masturbation fuel for...
Hey, boys and girls. I know I've been gone for a while. My name is Ellie, and I'm the creator of this podcast you're listening to. I'm excited to announce that I'm finally in the right space to create more content again. The link below will take you to my Patreon, where I will read you stories with no ads, no background music, and no robotic mistakes. Just you, me, and the stories we both love. For those of you who will support me while I build up episodes again, a lifetime lower rate is my gift back to you. Be one of 99 special people I'll always think about in my dreams. See you there.
Years to come. I wanted to see it so much that it felt like hours before the doorbell rang. When it finally did, she winked and said, "Here goes nothing," and undid the straps to her top and bottom as she walked, letting them fall to the floor. I almost came at the sight, and my own pussy was soaking wet already. She opened the door, acting casual as can be, and the delivery driver, well, I thought he was going to shit a solid gold brick. If his jaw dropped any farther, it would be on the floor. "Come on in," she said, beckoning him with her finger as she turned and walked inside. She winked at me and I almost lost it. "The money is in my purse on the counter," she said, making the show even better by leaning over the counter to get it instead of taking the two steps to get around it. He had a perfect view of her ass while she did it and made zero attempt to hide the fact that he was staring. I have to admit, he's cuter than most drivers I've seen. She turned around and handed him cash, telling him to keep the change. He didn't move for the door, and she looked down and saw that he was getting hard through his shorts. She stepped forward to him and grabbed his cock through the shorts and said, "I think it's my turn to get a tip now." "Don't you?" He said nothing, but dropped the pizza bag to the floor as she got on her knees, undid his shorts and let them drop to the floor. And she started stroking his now rock-hard cock. I sat on one of the chairs at the kitchen table. My legs were quivering at this point, and I knew I couldn't stand for long. I scooted forward and leaned back against the chair, and I undid two straps to my bikini bottom, exposing my soaking wet pussy. I started fingering myself and massaging my clit when she started to suck his dick. He put a hand on the back of her head and moaned with pleasure. I let out a moan of my own, and Jenna caught a glimpse of me through the corner of her eye. Without stopping, she turned so her back was facing me, but spread her legs so I could see her fingering herself as she sucked the driver's long, hard cock. She stopped, looked at him, and said, "Fuck me, right now." She stood and leaned over the couch, giving me a perfect side view as he got behind her and put his dick inside her. She moaned. The sound of her moaning made me shudder, and I came hard, still rubbing my clit as he fucked her hard from behind, making her perfect tits bounce to the rhythm of their flesh pounding against each other. Within minutes, she came, and he pulled out long enough to put it in her ass. She was so wet that no extra lube was needed. The pressure of him pushing into her ass pushed her into another orgasm. He came inside of her, and I came again as I watched. Soon after, the driver left with what I am sure will be his best memory that no one else will believe. Jenna and I got dressed and rejoined the pool party, pizza boxes in hand. If anyone else saw us, they played it off really well, but I'm kind of hoping one or two did see us. Jenna set the pizza down and leaned over directly in front of me where I sat. She ran a finger between my breasts and said, "We're ordering pizza again tomorrow." And I was wet again at the thought. "Gladly," I said, adding, "We're going to have to make our own pizza before long," winking. Jenna bit her bottom lip and nodded as she walked back to the rest of the party. This is going to be an amazing weekend. Part 2. I showed up to Jenna's apartment, ready for our girls' night in, a bottle of Moscato wine in each hand. I wore as little as I could get away with in public, bikini bottoms that showed my toned, round ass, and a very loose tank top that I had made out of a shirt that I cut it out of. The shirt was a good to sizes, too big. No bra, no bikini top. My tits are on the smaller side, but perky and perfectly shaped. When the breeze came along just right, any onlookers would have a perfect view of them. I made it a point to walk by as many groups as I could, reveling in the holy shits and fuck me. Look at HERs as I pretended not to hear them. I was getting ramped up for a great night. I rang the doorbell, and she answered within seconds. I wouldn't say that Jenna was dressed to match, but it was pretty damn close. Rather than bikini bottoms, she wore a pair of just a little too short booty shorts, and that same yellow bikini top that drives me up the wall. I handed her one of the bottles as I turned sideways to walk by her through the door. I mainly handed her the bottles so I could grab her ass on the way by, but still threw in an "I'll open mine if you put that one in the fridge," and made my way to the kitchen for a corkscrew. Jenna giggled and added, "Sure thing. Crack it open." It didn't take long before we made our way through both bottles and started fooling around. I decided to shoot for the moon, and without saying a word, I turned over and straddled her on the couch and kissed her long and firm. I was nervous. I wasn't sure how she'd react, even though I had a pretty good idea. I was relieved and wet. when she kissed me back and slipped her hands in my shirt and grabbed my breasts, pinching my nipples. I moaned and kissed her deeper as I started to shift my hips back and forth. She leaned forward and said, "I have an idea," and gave a devious smile as she pinched my nipples again. "What's that?" I asked. She reached over and grabbed the phone and shook it in her hand as she gave a devious smile. "I'm craving a pizza." My eyes got wide and I bit my bottom lip. "Make it Meat Lovers," I added with a giggle. The driver came faster than last time. I looked through the peephole and saw that it was the same one as last time. He must have recognized the address. I could see him shifting around with anticipation. He was getting a show tonight. I answered the door this time, just taking off my shirt after opening the door. His eyes looked like they were going to pop out of his head. "Welcome back," I said, ushering him inside. He reached for me, and I stopped him with a playful smack to the hand and said, "No, no, no. Not this time. I watched last time. Now it is your turn to watch," and led him to the bedroom. Jenna was waiting, already on the bed. Her shorts were off, and she was fingering herself, moaning and giggling. "What took you guys so long?" she asked, giggling. "I've been waiting for you." I pointed to a chair that we put next to the bed, giving him the best seat in the house. "Pull your dick out for us while we fuck," I demanded. I didn't need to tell him twice. He sat on the chair and undid his pants. I reached over and did the honors of pulling his cock out, giving him one teasing lick before getting on the bed and straddling Jenna. She left her top on. "Good." I wanted to be the one to take it off. I leaned down and started kissing her, gyrating my hips, our wet pussies rubbing together as I did. The ultimate in clit rubbing was one against another. Sure, dick had its place, but tonight was for the two of us. I could hear the pizza guy moan as he slowly stroked his hard cock to the two of us. I reached behind Jenna's neck and untied her bikini top and pulled the front down, exposing her tits. "I've been dreaming about these." I looked at our audience and smiled as I worked my way down, kissing her neck and chest, then grabbing her breasts and pushing them together. I started with the left, sucking on her hard nipple and giving the occasional playful bite, then moved to the right to give it some much-deserved attention. I slowly made my way down, kissing her stomach, then her waist, her hips, until finally I was at her pussy. I didn't tease or give light licks. I lifted her legs over my shoulders and went face deep sucking on her clit. I held her hips in my hands so I could feel every little movement that her body made as she moaned and jolted in pleasure. She sounded as if she was going to come, so I stopped, forcing her to keep it in just a little longer. I moved up and told her to straddle me now, so we can both eat each other's pussies at the same time. I came almost immediately, sucking on her clit while fingering her. She came, too. I slipped a finger in her ass, and she did the same. I was about to come a second time, and I looked at the driver, who was clearly almost there, and said, "Come here and finish on us." He stood up and walked to the edge of the bed. I continued to eat Jenna's pussy, fingering her ass with one hand, and with the other, I reached over and grabbed the pizza guy's cock, throbbing now, and helped him jack off. I wanted to direct where he sprayed. When I felt his cock start to pulse, I aimed it right over Jenna's wriggling ass and at my face. I never stopped sucking her clit while I looked him in the eye, and he came on her ass and my face. Jenna and I came again, screaming with pleasure as the aftershocks jolted through us. I looked at the pizza guy, and as Jenna got off of me, I leaned over and put his entire cock in my mouth, deep throating him for a few seconds until it was done pulsing. I pulled a $20 off the nightstand and told him to keep the change and thanked him for the tip. "I'm sure we'll be ordering again soon. We needed to clean ourselves up." I winked and glanced at the bathroom and asked, "Wanna take a shower and scrub each other's backs?" Without a word, she took my hand and led me in. Tonight is going to be a good night.
Thank you for listening to My Sexy Stories.